I mentioned that by the end of the 19th century, on the part of the Zionists and socialists, there was a recognition that things couldn't be worse, that we better get out of here, or we better do something radically different to change everything, because we're going to suffer badly. Something is happening. Something is happening here that we have no control over. There is Judeophobia, says Leon Pinsker. Herzl listens to the Dreyfus Affair and says, I'm appalled. We need a Zionist solution to this. Even Martin Buber, who is very much more in the mold of Echad HaAm, who is more concerned about culture and spirituality, also recognizes the fact that German Jews can't live any longer in Germany. They need to go to Israel. But look at Hermann Cohn. Look at his own psychology. He's living at the end of the 19th and 20th century. He experiences the worst of anti-Semitism already in Eastern Europe and in Western Europe. He is aware of the rise of anti-Semitic parties. He is aware of a changing context for Germany at the end of the 19th and early 20th century. And he is not so unique in appreciating the fact that everything will be fine. A couple of ripples here and there, but ultimately, my contribution or my fusion of Jewish and German culture will ultimately overcome. That ultimately, we were wedded together in a long history of a relationship, and there is no way that this relationship can be severed. Call it naive, call it unrealistic, but it does reflect not only Hermann Cohn in this case, it reflects an entire mentality of German Jews. If we follow them through the Weimar Republic up until the 1930s, up until the time of Holocaust, we will appreciate to what extent they felt Jewish and German, and to what extent they felt they contributed as Jews to German culture. Or I referred to this earlier. Take a look when you go to Berlin next time at the new Jewish Museum. There are so many powerful things in this museum. I was really impressed. As you see, I've mentioned it once or twice already in our lectures. But the part that is most impressive is the part at the end of the 19th century. In other words, you walk chronologically from one chapter of Jewish history to another. You are then overwhelmed with faces, and Hermann Cohn is, of course, one of them, Jews who contribute to German culture in the first decades of the 20th century. It is overwhelming. The museum is trying to make a statement about look at this enormous contribution of Jews to the vitality of this culture. They are, of course, all gone now. Whether they are impressing us too much or not is hard to say. But what is clear is that Hermann Cohn, in his psychology about the diaspora, embodies the yearnings, the concerns, the ideals of an entire generation. As we said, Cohn was the last of the philosophers from Mendelssohn to define Judaism as exclusively a rational religion, based on a system of philosophy, in this case, neo-Kantianism, into which Judaism was reformulated to fit. His position regarding the confluence of Judaism and Germanism also represents, as we said, one of the most forceful articulations of the German-Jewish symbiosis. Clearly, his emphasis on ethics ignored, I haven't said a word about ceremonial law, about ritual in Judaism. But that was clearly his path, to be an ethicist and to indicate this as the significance of Judaism. His importance as a philosopher in making prominent his ideas about Judaism is one aspect of him. As a liberal Jew, his philosophy brought Judaism to a philosophical end in terms of its commitment to rationalism and German-Jewish Reform thought. The other important aspect of him, as we turn to the thinkers who will follow, is that Hermann Cohn represents the embodiment of this fusion. All those who will come after him, all those who challenge his authority, will have to tackle this understanding of Judaism. Cohn is important not only because of what he said, but because of those who will use him to respond to overturn his understanding of Judaism, and to argue for a different paradigm of Judaism. This, my friends, is what will follow.